With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri. Brought to you by Mighty Taco. Mighty Taco would go great right about now. By Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes. And by Dent Neurologic Institute, developing solutions to neurological problems faced in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with the crew from NY Athletics, minus Tom Prince. There's Francis Beck and Frank Wolf. Sorry, Frank, I gave Francis top billing on that one. No disrespect. And our resident troublemaker, Roger Weiss.
Morning, y'all.
Ah, that's much better. Of course, Derek Kramer producing. Well, it was kind of like a wild night last night, so we're going to get into, at least weather-wise it was, in some areas. So we're going to get into talking about that. We'll have the scores from last night and some stories. We're going to talk with Jim Dupree, Pioneer head coach. That's coming up. All right, guys, news and notes. Roger, lay something on me.
Well, you put on the website earlier this week about young...
Not website, the Facebook page.
Excuse me, the Facebook page. They're all the same to me.
I know, Anthony, I hear
come
you.
On, you know, pick out someone your own size. the young, what was it, fourth grader from Akron High School who turned out to be a hero because his insulin pump saved a Wilson player.
That's so awesome.
I got to meet the whole family Thursday night because Akron played at East Aurora.
And Akron won that game, right?
Akron won that game. In overtime.
Right.
Overtime. 13-7. But anyway, the Woods family, dad is John, mom is Debbie, and of course the hero is Matt. I got a couple of high fives from him.
Awesome.
And like I say, Diana alluded to on the Facebook page, it's been the highlight of my football season to date.
That's excellent.
A couple more highlights coming up. Next Friday at Springville High School, my good friend Harry Skull, photographer par excellence for the Buffalo News.
Love Harry.
Will be inducted into the Springville High School Hall of Fame.
Outstanding.
A week after that at West Seneca East High School, and I know we will get to them shortly.
That's October 5th, right?
Yes, October 5th. They are having a 50th reunion of the first football team in 1969, and they will be playing Charlie Comerford's charter school team that night, but I'm looking forward to it, Anthony. The first coach of West Seneca East, John Schleifer, is going to be there. I don't know if you remember him. He called into the show many years ago when we were talking about the closing of Kensington High School. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to be there, so I'm looking forward to that, and what can I say? Things are great. Finally, got to give a shout-out to Rich Kozak and Jonah Kozak, the Frontier soccer team. Beat Hamburg soccer 1-0. It was either Monday night or Tuesday night.
I think Tuesday.
Jonah Kozak set the career record for assists at Frontier. He's since had two more. They've only lost one game this year, league game, and that was to Clarence, who is probably the real deal when it comes to soccer. But, you know, I owe everything as far as my – if it wasn't for Rich Kozak, you would have never met me, and I can't thank him.
Call my lawyer. I'm suing Kozak.
Yep, there you go. You know, you only have Rich to blame, Anthony. You only have Rich to blame. But congratulations,
yeah,
Rich.
Yeah, huge congratulations.
Congratulations, Jonah. I cannot believe young Ava is a teenager. Oh, my God.
The time's going by too fast. This is crazy.
Give me a break.
They were just babies a minute ago. Come on.
I remember Sean and I had to do the one Harvard Cup game because Ava was being born.
Wow. Man, this is crazy.
Well, actually, she won't be a teenager till November 15th, but for all practical purposes, she's a teenager.
All right, news and notes on my end. First, a shout-out to a longtime friend who I've reconnected with on Facebook, Greg Salazzo. Hi, Greg. It's so good to hear from you. Greg and I go back to when I first started, even before that, high school. Just after high school, when he graduated, my brother was at Performing Arts, and we all played soccer together. Greg, Andy McLean, Rick Swenson, all the great guys that we hung out with on Elmwood Avenue. So recently contacted. He says he loves the show. He listens every week. Roger, he loves it when you do morning, y'all, as everybody else does. Also, you mentioned October 5th. That's also the same day Niagara Falls Junior Football Club is having its meat raffle. If you go to nfjfc.com, you'll get information on the meat raffle. These things are a lot of fun. If you've never been to one, they're a blast. Make it a point to go out there and get it, get yourself involved. Bid as often as you can, as often as you want. And what I like about it is people come in, they bring pizzas, chips, and you sit there and you eat all night, and you put your tickets in there to try to win lobster, steaks, whatever they've got it. It's boy, really a good time.
Eat at night and bid on food. It doesn't get any better than that, does it, Anthony?
No, it really doesn't. That's a good thing. So that's all I have for news and notes. Francis, anything from you, bud?
Well, before we start with that, we got to look at your shirt. I love your wardrobe choice today.
I knew you would like this. This is one of my favorite shirts that Coach Les Simon sent me. It's the Kenmore East baseball shirts. And what I like about it is the material. They're really comfortable to wear. And
must be changing your oil in a few minutes.
Oh, man! It's not even rivalry week, and Frank's already lobbing the grenades at Francis.
Well, no, wait a minute, though. But what you like about it is the material. How about the nickname on top, which is the same as the nickname of your alma mater?
Yeah, that's right, the Bulldogs. You're absolutely correct. There.
Thank you.
You feel better.
I mean, that's almost as required as I'm owning y'all. Is
yeah. All right, Francis, anything for news and notes before I go to our first guest?
Well, Thursday was the big game as far as field hockey goes, big game of the year, Barker-Roihart. Barker kind of surprisingly picked up a 2-1 win. Roihart seemed to have a strong team this year. Barker was a little bit under the radar, not as strong as... But they pull out a victory over Roihart 2-1. Sierra Jigori and Katrina Clare both scored for Barker. Their win there. So big win for Barker. Niagara Wheatfield, Anthony DeLisanti earned medalist honors, and he posting the lowest 9-hole score ever for a Niagara Wheatfield golfer. That's a school record. 3 under par 33.
Willie's Soccer, the girls have a car wash today, 10-1 at Transit Middle for $5. Look at it outside, though. You may want
to just... It'd be chilly out there to be giving car washes.
Mount St. Mary Academy Sports Boosters' largest fundraiser is going to be on October 20th, Taste of the Mount, 6 p.m., doors open. Get in touch with one of your favorite buddies from Mount St. Mary's or one of the lovely ladies that attend the school. And I believe that's about it for me, Tony.
Well, I have one more college commitment. Trey Biscali of Williamsville East Soccer committed to play at Damon College. Congrats to him. He's also the nephew of Grand Island coach Frank Butcher, who many people know out there. So congrats to him.
Shout out to Dom Sorrento, my buddy Vic's son. I guess he's doing good things in soccer, I believe, for West Seneca. So shout out to him. Now... it was pretty cool. Yesterday, I'm sitting around minding my own business, and Brian Colziel sends me a text. He says, "Hey, Tone, I've got something that's pretty cool for you." And along with it came a video. Sweet Home High School had a pep rally sort of deal going on, gym packed with students. And they had the math teacher, Steve Becker, gave him a chance to shoot a half-court shot. If he makes it, one of the students wins a flat screen TV. So I'm watching the video, and Steve, sends the ball into the air, and swish, it goes in, and you see the gym go bananas. It was amazing.
Nothing but net.
Nothing but net. At least that's the way it looked on my on the little screen on my phone. So we have Steve Becker online. Good morning, Steve.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Oh, we're doing great. I mean, did I describe that correctly?
You did. You got the shortened version of the video, though. I missed the first two.
Oh, you did? So, yeah, Brian cut that out.
Anthony, when he said gentlemen, I hope he wasn't including me in there.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Don't worry, Raj.
They had a random draw of kids come out, and they could either choose to shoot or they could choose a faculty member. And the second young lady came out, and she chose to have me shoot for her. And the first one almost went in. She was starting to cry because she was so upset or in front of everybody. And so I let her rub the ball for the second one and totally threw that one to the left. Felt terrible. So I step up there for the third one, and I had a lot of jitters because I wanted to win it for her. And, by luck would have it, it went in, and she was so excited. And the kids obviously were excited for her, too, because they were rushing the floor.
It was amazing to see. Of course, the video that I saw, it was shaking at the end. So it was hard to focus on what was going on aftermath. But it looked like it was nothing but net. Was that correct?
It was. It was a pretty pure shot. Although when I shot it, I thought I missed it. I feel like there might have been a gust of wind from the heavens above that took it in for her. So.
Now you might get a phone call from Dude Perfect asking you to join them in for their trick shot videos that they do on YouTube. I mean, that's outstanding. Yeah. By the way, how big was the TV?
It was 43 inches, I think.
Whoa!
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the young lady, they don't have a flat screen TV, or possibly they don't have a TV. I couldn't quite understand her. So the family was in need of one, so it was a huge deal for that family and for the family of Sweet Home in general to come.
Sure.
That was awesome.
You know, I've got to tell you, I was at Sweet Home North Tonawanda game a couple of weeks back, and in fact, it was the same night your girls' volleyball team was playing Williamsville South. And the one thing that I've noticed the last two Sweet Home games that I've gone to is the improvement in attendance. The stands were packed. And I mean, there was really no room for anyone else to come in, as opposed to years back when it was a small student section. And, Rod, you remember some of the games that we did on WGR for Friday Night Lights with Brian Koziel. And, we'd comment, like, where are the fans? They're supporting Sweet Home football now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I coached basketball for a few years with the great Paul Shintzius, and
we love Paul.
State titles, yeah. We went back to back, sectional champions, and we didn't have a whole lot of people in the stands for such great teams, and our football teams were real good back then. And
yeah, with Day Day and company.
Yeah, like you said, we didn't really catch the stands there, and we had some phenomenal teams. But we are, getting back around to that community feel here. And we were supposed to have our homecoming events last night, but they canceled the bounce houses and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be tough to do in that kind of wind.
But last year we had, I believe it was well over 2,000 people from the community out at the bounce houses and the food trucks and the whole event of the game and stuff. So it's really coming back together nicely, and a lot of that falls on the administration here, and Scott Martin doing a real nice job in his tenure of really trying to bring the community feel back.
All right, Steve, thank you much for spending some time with us. Wait, Roger has one thing before he loses his mind.
Tony, this is something that's been ongoing for years. Maybe we can get an answer now. Having coached with Coach Shintzius, is Coach Shintzius really as good as he was, or was he only as good as Pat Cawley claimed Pat Cawley made him that good?
Well, you're only as good as the guys you steal from. So, whatever way you feel it. But, Paul's definitely one of the best coaches I've ever been around. I learned a ton in my time with him, and, those were some of the best times in my life, to be honest. So, a shout-out to Paul. But PJ is right there with him.
Those two are unbelievable.
That's a pair that could beat a full house.
You want a good time, you just got to go out with those two.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Steve, thank you so much. Congratulations, and job well done.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Steve Becker, math teacher, and assistant volleyball coach, I believe, for Sweet Home.
One more thing I want to bring up, Anthony. I forgot to bring up on News and Notes, and this is for Markel, and I know he's listening online out there.
Quell,
guess what? You don't have to worry about Cleve Hill playing any more home games at Maryvale High School. It's my understanding the Cleve Hill new facility is complete, and in fact, I believe the rest of their home games will be played at the new facility. So if you're going to make it home for a football game, Quell, keep that in mind.
All right, let's get into the scores from last night. Bennett beating Will North 24-21. Lancaster over Clarence 31-22. Ken West beating Frontier 39-13. Jamestown over Niagara Wheatfield 26-14. West Seneca West 42, Hamburg 0. McKinley taking care of Kenmore East 53-20. Will East 44, Sweet Home 29. Grand Highland defeating North Tonawanda 34-15. West Seneca East all over Star Point 59-22. South Park beating Amherst 40-8. Louport over Lakeshore 34-12. Pioneer beating Cheektowaga 33-14. In fact, we're going to be talking with Pioneer coach in just a minute. Maryvale over Iroquois 48-12. Olean beating Medina Barker Lindenville in overtime 14-13. Albion over Depew 35-0. Tonawanda blanking Alden 27-0. Burgard over Eden 36-0. Wilson taking care of Gowanda 7-6. JFK beating Silver Creek 32-22. Akron over East Aurora / Holland 13-7 in overtime. And there are your scores from last night. If I missed any, I apologize. That's all I was able to gather in.
Yeah, just besides the games down south that were either delayed or will be rescheduled for today, one thing I want to say, I was at the game where Star Point was at West Seneca East last night, Anthony. Final score, 59-22. Don't let the score fool you. The game was not that close.
Wow.
I heard they didn't even attempt to throw the ball, West Seneca East.
I think they might have thrown it on one of the two-point conversions.
Well, when your running back runs for over 260 yards, you really don't need to throw that much.
And then the other running back only ran twice, once for 60-yard touchdown and one for a 56-yard touchdown.
Amazing.
It's just the offensive line, or in the defensive line especially, would not give Star Point a chance to run their offense the way they wanted. And I'm sure the wind conditions was no help to Star Point. But, you know, I got mixed emotions about that game. I'm close to people on the staffs of both teams. So, anyway.
I wanted to invite Jim Dupree, or actually Frank invited Jim Dupree. I wanted to bring him up right now before we go to the break. Pioneer head coach, 33-14 win over Cheektowaga is a pretty big deal. Good morning, Coach. Jim Dupree, are you there? No, I don't hear anything. All right, maybe we'll try again a little bit later. We'll have him on. I mean, that's a pretty big win. So let's save that for when Jim calls back. And Roger, back to what you were talking about with Star Point. All right. We know Chase likes to throw the ball. They like to come out Star Point, that four wide receiver, five wide receiver even, and just spread the ball over. They weren't able to toss because of the wind, or is it mostly because of what West Seneca East was doing defensively?
It was either the talent differential between the defensive line and the Star Point offensive line.
So Chase had no time to set up
exactly.
And throw?
Exactly. Either that or the schemes, you know. These guys got to run their patterns. They didn't have times.
So they couldn't even do like short little thing, short.
The few that were successful were like when he roll out and all that. But again, it's not like they had the same rushing scheme coming after them. They came from different directions every time. And either the schemes were great or they guessed right.
Well, how much did weather play a factor in that game? Because Cheektowaga, the weather was atrocious for throwing. I can't imagine they were any better.
If it was, it was strictly wind, and it's a crapshoot. And it wasn't like they were 50-mile gusts, but it was breezy and all that. Well,
but not enough to knock the ball down.
Yeah, but okay. It wasn't like there was rain included and all that. It was something right. That I'm sure he could have adjusted to. I would say probably 65-35, 65% being the scheme, maybe 35%. Probably closer to 25% would be win related to their lack of prowess
success
last night.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have Coach Jim Dupree back on the line, and we'll talk to him about the Pioneer game. Plus, we've got several other games that we want to talk about. Some games have been moved, and we'll get you up to speed on that as well. You're listening to Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. Tony Caligiuri, Frank Wolf, Roger Weiss, Francis Beck, WNY Athletics. Talking about the games from last night. Can you bring up our guest, D? We're going to say good morning. Try again. Coach Dupree from Jim Dupree from Pioneer. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. You got me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. You must be really excited this morning and proud, certainly proud of your team.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable couple weeks for the kids. When the schedule came out this year, I think all of us just collectively gasped. And, you know, we knew this was an important stretch, and we couldn't be more proud of the boys. They do a great job.
Coach, you guys are 4-0 for the first time since I think anyone can remember. But you guys just ran a gauntlet. You had Iroquois, Maryvale, who was 2-0 at the time when you played them. Now you got Cheektowaga 3-0 at the time you played Cheektowaga in their barn. And you guys come out victorious. And Riggerman, Mike Riggerman, is really starting to separate himself from some of the other players around Western New York as one of the top players here in the area.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He really exploded in the second half, you know, kind of held in check in the first. And then, I don't know, he might have gotten a little angry, and he ended up with, in the second half, 218 and four touchdowns just in the second half.
Wow.
What struck me, Coach, yesterday about Riggerman, and really the week before, he had kind of a muffed punt situation at your 10-yard yep. line yesterday. And Cheektowaga gets control of the ball, and I believe they score there. Riggerman doesn't let that affect him. He comes out in the second half, and I believe that was the first played in the third quarter, scenario there. But he doesn't let that get to him. He comes out, and after that, it was all Riggerman. I mean, he muffs a punt inside his own 10, right? One of the best players in Western New York. And he gobbles it up, forgets about it, puts it behind him. You've done a good job this year of your players, when they've made mistakes, putting it behind them and getting ready for the next play. Like, they don't even think about the mistake.
Well, that's what it should be. The mindset should be, you know, what's important is the next play.
Yeah, but that's just so difficult with high school kids.
Yeah, easy for you to say, Anthony.
Try doing it with Little League kids.
That's why they're paying you the big bucks. But how far do you think your team can go, Jim, now that you guys are 4-0 and you just played, I guess, two of the top teams in Class B?
Yeah, they're both great, great teams, and we have a lot of respect for them. And we're not really worried about where we're going to go. We just have to focus one game at a time. You know, I mean, legitimately, Louport has a lot of talent on that team, and that's what we have to focus on. We can't look down the road. That's a mistake, and we just can't do it. And, you know, the kids just respond. They've done that all year long. When there are mistakes, we've always managed to come back, and that's a credit to our coaches and to our team. The kids just always come back.
Roger, Coach, has a question for you, Coach.
Coach, quick question, and I know it's early. It's only week four, but with two more weeks of league play, have you been looking ahead to this, you know, the what determines which of the teams will be from the three leagues will be the first seed, which of the teams will be the second seed, and more importantly, why I'm asking, is there a chance at this point in time where the loser of the Cheektowaga Maryvale game coming up in week 7 could actually be funky ball headed instead of the playoffs?
No, I don't see it that way at all, Roger. In fact, I think that, you know, and yes, we're looking ahead, and I'm looking ahead. That's my job as coach to see what's coming up. But I'll tell you what, Cheektowaga and Maryvale are both going to make the playoffs, in my opinion. And, yeah, we're looking to see what happens, because you never know. If we get a bad seed, we could end up playing the loser of Maryvale, Cheektowaga. And, you know, it's crazy, but it's a possibility.
Sure.
I think that happened a year ago where one of those the fourth seed was probably could have been a third seed in any other – or, yeah, number three seed in any of the other two leagues. Sometimes those four or five matchups can really be interesting.
Well, Coach, I'm sure that bus ride home was probably one of the best you've ever been a part of. Just talk about the 45 to an hour-long bus trip you had home after winning yesterday.
Well, that was a lot of fun. It was a great trip home, and, you know, you like to have those kinds of trips. It makes it a lot better when you have that long ride, when you get a win out of it. So kids enjoyed the ride, got home pretty late, They were up early this morning. They're actually probably listening in the weight room right now as we speak.
Hi, kids.
Hey, guys. What's up? So I guess WNY Athletics is your good luck charm, considering we've seen you 2 weeks in a row and you've beat two of the top teams in the league. So we'll have to see if we can come and see you guys at Loopport. But honestly, Coach, best of luck to you guys the rest of the way. I know you got a lot of new fans in, up this way as far as fans of the Pioneer Panthers. A lot of new eyes are watching you guys. So best of luck the rest of the way.
Coach, quick question.
Thank you very much, guys.
Quick question, Coach. Where do you guys go for a post-game party now that Earl's is closed?
We miss Earl's. I miss the legs under the table and everything. The eyes are on the pies. But
I miss those pies.
That was a great place. Great place.
All right, Coach. Take care. It was great talking with you this morning.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
All right. Jim Dupree, head coach of Pioneer. And he mentioned their game coming up against Loopport next week. And I wanted to, and it's just they're listening. They're going to know about Frank Previtt, running back for Loopport. Who I thought was their entire offense last night. A bit windy, but I don't think it affected the passing game at all. But when you're running back and pound out over 130-something yards, and to do it 2 days after his mother passed away,
wow,
man, that's something else.
Wow.
My heart goes out to you, Frank, and to the Previtt family. My thoughts and prayers are with you. God bless you, young man. You made your mom proud, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is. It's crazy. But, I mean, just a story like that is just, it's mind-boggling. Jeez. And, I didn't know it at the time until I read the Gazette this morning, and it just blew my mind. I'm, like, watching, and my buddy, Sal, who I coach with, we were watching, like, this kid's just tearing it up. And Lakeshore also has a nice running back, too. I didn't get a program, number 47. I'm not sure his name, but... boy, that kid's got speed. Gets to the outside. I'm sure the Loopport coaches will contest. He's something else.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of either team just yet. I know that was Loopport's first win. We hear a lot about Joe Powers. How did he look?
It was tough because when you see him, when you see them run the ball and run it so well, they did a nice job blocking, making lanes. That's what one thing I pointed out. Just like you watch the end, or somebody will kick the defensive end out, and then they'll seal the defensive tackle inside, giving Previtt a lane to run through. They connected on a few long passes. Defensively, they had a defensive back, number 22, who did a really nice job of shadowing Lakeshore's top receiver.
Well, I believe, speaking of Pioneer, they go to Loopport, or they have Loopport at home and then Lakeshore at home before they close out on the road against Springville. Cheektowaga still has Maryvale, and there's another tough one for Cheektowaga in there somewhere. Lackawanna, I think, comes to Cheektowaga this week. So, and there's a number of Steelers in the bleachers yesterday checking to see what's going on. Keyshawn Beale is still a tough player.
He is.
I mean, he did a pretty good job with what he had to work with. He had a couple of nice passes to Tamel Bass.
He had a lot of, unfortunately, he had a lot of receivers who just dropped balls, unfortunately.
Yep.
There was a couple of games that I did want to point out that caught my eye and get you guys.
How about that? I told you guys about this. That's a long bus ride for Niagara Wheatfield to take all the way down to Jamestown. I harped on it all week. I said, you can lose focus on a long bus ride, especially when you're going into a place that just lost a game. You're 3-0. You've got all the momentum, and you're thinking you're going to roll this team. It did not happen. Jamestown got the better of Niagara Wheatfield. I know there was some weather delays there.
Oh, my God. Did you see the video of the rain?
26-14. My hat's off to the Red Raiders, man. They did not, buckle under the pressure at all. They were ready for They were waiting for Niagara Wheatfield.
How about long bus rides, Wilson and Gowanda? That's a long bus ride. But the one game that really jumped out, Bennett over Will North.
Crazy. Crazy turn of events in that game. I was following along on Twitter best I can. Bennett scores a touchdown on the last play of the game. I don't know the exact yardage.
He scored on the first play, too.
Yeah, they scored a 90-yard kickoff to set the tone, right? But North comes back. I believe they had a next two touchdowns. Either way, Bennett, they couldn't do it on the ground. Will North's defensive line held up, and I had a feeling they would. But at the end of the game, I mean, take your hats off to Bennett. And I said this earlier, this is a team you got to watch out for in Double A. Much improved. They're going to make a run this year, and they did it in top-notch fashion, top form last night. They get a last-second touchdown against Will North. The Spartans have now have two losses in Double A, Roger. Two losses in Double A. They're in trouble. So, and Clarence lost again. That's the only, that might be their saving grace.
Well, Clarence is the one that's in trouble. They have to run the table now.
Well, what's going through North's head? They have Lancaster last week, a depleted team. They can't beat them. And then Bennett comes in. Where's their mindset at right now? They got a lot of work to do.
The problem is there's three games, and one of them was not true to form. Was the Bennett 55 to whatever win over Clarence, was that the fluke? Because Will North beats Clarence in overtime.
Yeah.
Bennett beats Will North on the last play of the game. So those two would indicate that there's no way Bennett should have beat Clarence. What was it, 55 to 20?
It was like 34 to 7. They got the 20-point cushion.
It was more than that. I thought it was Bennett was in the 50s.
No, Hutch Tech plays today, right? Hutch Tech's plays
today. Yeah, it gets at Niagara Falls 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock, I'm not sure.
So they're still very much in the picture. But Orchard Park, which no one's talking about, they got an easy one today.
But then they run a gauntlet. And the last
they
stuff,
do, but they get Will North. So you knock Will North off. They only lost to North last year by an extra point or a field goal try.
I know Tom Prince isn't here right now, and he might disagree, but we haven't seen how Orchard Park compares to the rest of the league yet, because the only opponents they have played
is
not Will North. It's not. They haven't played, again, in the last 4 weeks, I think they played Bennett, Clarence, week six Clarence game. To me, the loser of that game might be on a funky ball.
Wow. What a season.
Yeah.
Class AA is pretty exciting.
You talk about, I think there's parity there.
I think this is
fun. Because Lancaster's not nearly as good as they were a year ago, as good as
they are. Don't tell them that.
Don't tell them that at all.
Don't tell Will North that.
Yeah, but
don't tell Clarence that.
Can you say Joe Andreessen? That's why they're not as good as they were.
But you know what they
do
differently that a lot of other teams don't do? And Sean Brusso pointed this out time and again with me. He goes, Frank, we don't care who gets the glory. Look at their quarterback situation. They could care less who scores the touchdown. They
can care less who comes up with the interception. It's not about the glory with Andreessen. Andreessen was one of a kind, in my opinion. We haven't seen him in years. That, to me, is a difference maker, which makes him.
So you've got 10 other guys that step up even more and make up for it.
Okay.
That's my point exactly, yeah. Tony.
You're right.
Look how well West Seneca West is playing. They don't have Matt Myers anymore.
That's true. They're rolling. They are absolutely rolling. So you can't take that away from them.
The division they're in isn't all that hard.
No.
Oh, come on. Take a look at it.
Now you know why we call him our resident troublemaker. There you have it right there. Let's see. Any games that you guys wanted to throw out there that...
From last night?
No, from 2 weeks ago.
If I would have said that, you'd have been all over me. You know that?
Southwestern had a little bit of a scare. They didn't have an easy one with the Allegheny Limestone. They only won 21-14. That's an eye-opener. Right there.
Well, I wonder how the weather.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Is you know, what game? Because if you looked at the weather map last night, it was like a thin band from what I saw. In fact, that's why I made the decision, switched up. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to go up to Louport. I don't think we're going to deal with any weather, and we didn't. The worst thing that happened there was they ran out of cheese and pepperoni pizza, and all I had left was cheese pizza.
That's rough.
It is rough. That's hardship.
I like the McKinley answered the bell yesterday against Ken Maurice. That was a big division win for them because A2 right now, you're looking at Grand Island and probably McKinley because Sweet Home hasn't won a game yet. North Tonawanda continues to get beat. And then that was a big game for Ken Maurice and McKinley. McKinley comes through. Another team that
Why is Francis smiling? Look at that smile. He likes that. He said, Frank, say that again. Ken Maurice wins.
No, they lost. Win. They lost.
Oh, well, I thought you said Kenmore East did.
Kenmore West won.
But how does Kenmore East look now for the they will probably finish in third. What are their chances against the other two third-place teams, Francis? Have you prognosticated that one?
Have you looked
one?
At it? Well, all right. Well, it's going to be tough because they already lost to Blainsville East earlier in the season. And he's got Grand Island coming up. I you know, Williamsville East already beat him, so you got a tiebreaker right there. You need Williamsville East to lose more games.
Ken East needed that win yesterday, probably a little more than McKinley.
I think.
But how are you going to? I mean, you look at McKinley, the athleticism that they bring, the speed that they get for
Tony.
To
they
the
should
outside.
Be undefeated.
And they hung in with Orchard Park. Undefeated. They hung in with Orchard Park the first game.
In terms of league play. The other team that we're not talking about that we're going to have to start talking about is Tonawanda. Because I thought that was a fluke with Dunkirk. I thought Dunkirk totally looked past Tonawanda. I don't think they gave them any respect. They came up here. Tonawanda hadn't won a game in, 10 years? And all kidding aside, seriously, Tonawanda has not been relevant since, 2012. Dunkirk makes the trip up there. They think they're going to roll, and they just buried Eden North Collins by, 40, 50 points. Mm-hmm. They're coming up to Tonawanda, who can't score a point. It's a close game. They win on a late fourth-quarter touchdown. Tonawanda gets a lot of confidence out of that game. Tons of confidence. The following week, they go out and they beat Newfane. Their first win in who knows how long.
And Newfane's been doing very well.
Well, that's why it looks like now that was third place team in that division.
Well, Tonawanda wins last night. They beat Alden handedly, 27-0. I don't know how good the Bulldogs are there this year. I don't know. But Tonawanda rolls them last night, 27-0. Brattle with a 62-yard touchdown, another 12-yard run late in the game. It looks like they've got a quarterback. We had Sean Mangold here a few weeks ago. His son,
assistant coach.
I believe he's only a freshman, threw a touchdown pass. So Tonawanda's got something going on there. We have to start paying attention at the very least.
Sure.
The TNT game this year is going to be
interesting
because it hasn't been relevant in a while. So my hat's off to head coach Joe Kelly. And what that team's doing over there, a descendant of Jerry Tutwiler from Kenmore West. So it all leads back to Ken West. Who won yesterday, Francis, by the way?
Well, I was just about to talk about A1.
Rivalry week's going to be fun. It really is.
Talk about, with Niagara Wheatfield losing, we're in an interesting situation with the A1 division.
Bingo.
Because you have Kenmore West stands at 1-1 right now. Niagara Wheatfield's 2-1. Depending on how that game goes, really affects second place at this point. But now you have Jamestown, a team that beat Wheatfield and lost to West. That's a division that could come down a point differential in terms of second place at this point.
Second and third.
Second and third.
All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, some games were moved around, so we're going to get you updated on that. Yeah, literally, we're moved around, so we'll get you up to date on that and talk about some of the games going on today. You're listening to Inside High School Sports, Sports Talk. Saturday is up next, WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports. The weather was an issue last night, and the fact that some games have been moved around, and so we try to do our best to line up what is going on. What games have been moved, Raj?
Well, today, the game that is going to be played at 6 o'clock at Chautauqua Lake between the Chautauqua Lake-Westfield combination team and the Randolph-Frewsburg combination team. Last night in Salamanca, Clymer, Sherman, Panama, and Salamanca, the game was, there was an evacuation because of a tornado warning. Boy, that must have been a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyway, they're resuming the game today. They're warming up as they speak because 11 o'clock is when they're supposed to resume the game. So unless you live around the corner, I don't think you'll be able to make that game.
They don't know when Cat Little Valley Maple Grove will be made up.
No, I thought that was Monday.
No, that's Monday night. Yeah. I assume Monday, I'm assuming, since the kids have school Monday, I'm assuming it's like maybe a 6 or 7 o'clock game. Don't hold me to that.
5:30 p.m. You are correct. It is Monday at
5:30. Or 5:30, sure.
Yeah, close enough.
That'll work. So is that it as far as games moved?
Yeah, because everyone else, actually, they had two-hour delays and then resumed the game.
Games going on today, Cardinal O'Hara at St. Francis, 1 o'clock. Does St. Francis usually have a 7 o'clock game?
What's going on with those games at St. Francis not being played Saturday night at 7 p.m.?
I don't know. I'll find out today. I'm going to that game. Okay. The show.
Well,
that's
going to
be
a
good game.
Yeah, exciting matchup. You got a sophomore quarterback, Jake Fritz, who's really taken the entire area by storm. He's up there with Chase in terms of passing yards. And you've got Cardinal O'Hara, which is a very senior-laden team with a lot of talent, and I think they're going to be primed to try to,
come up with an upset if they
We'll have to see. I think that O'Hara's played quite well, but they've just played two kind of weak teams, if you ask me. They're two wins in a row, but they're not. They haven't played a team like St. Francis.
They have their best shot in a while, I would say.
They have a better shot, no question about it. I just think with Tiger and Ritz and who's the other kid from Canada that came down? Angelo?
Yeah, Cassati.
Yeah, Cassati. And their tight end. I mean, St. Francis is a tough team. And that's going to be a high-scoring affair either way. I have a feeling it could be a 50-51 point game, if not more. Jake Ritz last week as a sophomore led his team from a 21-0 deficit against a team in Ohio, a very hostile territory, if you will. So, I mean, he's getting a lot of love right now, and deservedly so. He's played phenomenal.
I haven't seen anything on Canisius. Are they playing this weekend?
They played Aquinas yesterday.
They didn't. St. Joe's plays Aquinas today.
I'm sorry. They played Cathedral Prep yesterday, and they were down 14-0 in the first quarter, and we didn't get another update.
Question on today's St. Francis game against Cardinal O'Hara. Supposing Cardinal O'Hara wins.
Supposing.
Now, assuming, or, you know, they later, they I don't know, do they play both Joe's and Canisius? Because Cardinal O'Hara cannot play in the Monsignor Martin championship game.
No, they cannot play in the championship game. O'Hara can run the table. They can beat everybody.
That's
they're
my
not
point.
Playing in the championship game.
What's wrong with that picture?
Well,
I think they did that.
They've done that before.
Yes, they have.
And it didn't turn out well for the smaller school. To the point where the head coach was literally visibly upset, and rightfully so. But look.
Well, I remember O'Hara challenging St. Joe's, wanting to play them at the season. They were begging for a game.
This goes back to when Angelo was the coach at O'Hara, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and they had the dynamic duo at running back Fagans and.
Yeah, the Buffalo News co-players of the year that year.
Yeah, I can't.
I won't get into that political.
The scores from last night around Monsignor Martin. Tymon lost 36-29. St. Mary's lost 18-10, and Canisius fell 52-15 to Cathedral Prep. That's a Cathedral Prep team that graduated all 22 starters last year. Now we saw them, Francis, in Lancaster 7-on-7, and they rolled everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, that was where Lancaster, West Seneca West. Who else was
Niagara Orchard Field, Park, Starpoint,
yeah,
Will North? They rolled everybody that they played on that
77. Yeah, Cathedral Prep's been like that for years. Okay. They don't, you know, they don't rebuild; they reload.
The best of the best in Erie.
Yeah, I guess so.
Best of the best in tri-states, maybe.
Man, all right. I think that catches us all up on what's been going on. Next week it'll be another interesting week. We'll see what happens. Still have to figure out which game I want to go to.
I will be. It's
good luck.
Well, Thursday
with that.
Night, you got Bennett and
Lancaster.
And Lancaster at All High.
That's Thursday night, I believe.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Oh,
Friday
I got
night,
practice.
Hey, my Wolfpack, the CSP babies, they're coming up. They're playing Depew, Week 5, non-leaguer. But if you want to see Derek Eklund and Garrett Hinsdale, some real good players down in Class D coming up to play Depew. We'll be doing audio play-by-play Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. We're not sure which game we're doing yet. But Thursday we'll do Bennett Lancaster. Friday we'll do CSP and Depew, and then we have to pick a game on Saturday to do.
Outstanding stuff. Derek Kramer, thank you as always. Sports Talk Saturday is coming up next. We'll talk to you next week with more Inside High School Sports.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.